Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from Nagpur. New Zealand maintained their 100% success rate over India in T20 internationals by putting one past the favourites in Game 13 of the 2016 ICC World T20, as they defended a total of 126 for 7 on a tacky Nagpur surface. New Zealand had struggled to cope with the tough conditions after Kane Williamson had opted to bat first, but by reducing the home team to 43 for 7 in 10.2 overs, the squeeze was applied on India in a stunning manner. India were eventually bowled out for 79 in 18.1 overs, with Mitchell Santner leading the rout with 4 wickets for 11 runs. India's run of 7 wins in a row has come to a screeching halt, and the tournament proper has started on an exciting note. New Zealand had earlier dropped Tim Southee and Trent Boult to accommodate 3 spinners, and the decision proved to be a masterstroke. Taking wickets was the only way of beating India in a defence of a total of 127 runs, but New Zealand stunned everyone with the way they did it. India lost Shikhar Dhawan in the first over of their chase, sweeping at Nathan McCallum, but that was not as alarming as Mitchell Santner's opening over, which accounted for both Rohit Sharma and Suresh Raina out to lose shots. In his first over at a major tournament, the left-arm spinner had struck 2 telling blows with tidy and smart bowling. The fourth wicket came when McCallum returned to bowl the fifth over and held a return catch from Yuvraj Singh. Later, a faint edge to leg spinner Ish Sodhi's first delivery of the game had Virat Kohli walking, and that was pretty much the end of Indian hopes. Such a dramatic collapse from India was not what many could have predicted, even factoring in the slow and low nature of the Nagpur track. This was after New Zealand had made a frantic start of the game and lost early wickets in doing so, thereafter needing Corey Anderson's 34 runs and Luke Ronchi's worldwide 21 not out to take them to a competitive total. This stunning win for New Zealand now makes things all the more difficult for India in Group 2, considered the group of death in this competition.